弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
每一个星期五晚上的话呢，基本上呢，我会参加一个小组的聚会，查经聚会。
Every Friday night, I have been attending one of the small groups Bible study.
虽然呢，不是我自己呢在做带领的工作，但是呢，每一次就是我可以跟呢弟兄姐妹一起来学习和成长。我可以做个见证，没有一次我是空手而回的，每一次呢，我都每一个星期五我都有所收获的回到家里。
I can make a testimony here that every night I come home with something. I always find I have learned something each Friday night study.
同样的，上个周末，我们的年轻人呢有这个饥饿三十。我们当中有哪些人参加的？请举手。OK， 请举手，让我看一下有参加。好，谢谢。好，谢谢，请放下来。我相信这也是一个特别的机会，是不是？也是一个特别的机会，能够一起共同学习而成长。甚至于星期天早上主日的时候呢，我在教主日学，我也是跟学员们呢一起共同学习和成长。
Even though on Sunday morning when I attended Sunday school, I found myself learning together with everyone. Thank you, brother.
即便我的课室里头的大部分都是这个慕道朋友或者是刚刚出现的，但是呢，你们就帮助我，刺激我思想，刺激我去体会你的问题，我让我知道怎么样去回答。
Though most of you are seekers and not yet believers, but I found all of you stimulate my thinking and my learning. So I feel very grateful.
所以呢，不管是星期五晚上或者是星期天主日的早上，这里头呢，我发现呢有一个基本的态度在里头。
So either the Friday night or Sunday morning, I found there's an essential issue. That is the attitude.
也就是说呢，我承认我自己呢还有成长的空间。
That is, I admit there is a room for me to grow.
那也是这样子的一个态度，我觉得我还有成长的机会的话呢，我会呢去想办法呢去看能不能怎么样能够帮助我成长。
It is the same attitude for me to think there is a room for me to grow, so therefore I always look for opportunity to learn and grow.
就像呢，下个礼拜我会去参加这个门徒培训营会。
For example, next week I will be attending another DTC.
在这个是在 Olympia， 然后呢，在后面在另外一个礼拜的话呢，我会到中国去呢参加这样子一个门徒培训营会。
That is in Olympia in Washington, but the following week I will be in China attending another DTC.
也就是说呢，你有两个周末呢看不到我，或我看不到大家。
So you will miss me for 2 weeks, and I will be doing so.
除非呢，你也参加这个。门徒培训营会。
Except you are also attending those first DTC probably.
事实上，教会呢是非常非常鼓励弟兄姐妹能够参加这样子的一个得到培训的一个机会。
In fact, it is our church willingness to encourage all of us to attend one of those conferences.
即便你已经说，哎，我已经参加过基督里的人生这一堂课了。
Even though you think you've already attended one of those seminars, one of those camps, for example, the first one.
但是我相信，我们都知道我自己呢还有成长的空间。
But I do believe that we all know there's always room for us to grow.
顺便我有这里，也不是顺便，特别有一个请求，因为呢，我们这些大部分营会的老师呢是从外地来的。
Well, there's one thing I'd like to mention specifically, that is, most of our teachers, in fact, all of them are coming from out of town.
那他们呢就很难说呢自己从别的州带来这个传单或者是盖被或者是枕头。
Therefore, it is not easy for them to bring their own sheets of bedding, pillow stuff. You know,
如果你能够，而且你愿意帮忙的话呢，可以呢帮忙准备这些请据，让我知道。
And if you can and willing to help, please let me know to prepare some of these things.
我也先代替这些老师呢，谢谢大家的爱心。
And I'd like to thank all of you for your caring and help in advance for those teachers.
共同学习而成长是我们教会今年的主题。
Learning together is our church theme this year.
那我们可能都会问说呢，那我们要学习到一个什么样的程度呢？
But then we were all asking, to what degree? I'm sorry.That we can learn together.
我们的目标到底是在哪里呢？
What is our goal?
或者是说呢，我们在问一些更实际的问题，就是说呢，我们共同学习而成长，会有一个怎么样的图像，会有一个怎么样的现象？
Or we can ask a more a practical question. What is the vision? What is the picture that we can learn together and get us to?
今天的经文是哥罗西书1:9-12，我们先一起用中文读，然后再跟春刚用英文读一次。
Today's scripture taken from New Testament, Book of Colossians, first chapter, verse 9-12.
好吧，我们一起用中文跟我来读一次。来，
我们先用中文一起读。
因此，我们自从听见的日子，就为你们不住地祷告祈求。愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意，好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果子，渐渐地多知道神，照他荣耀的全能得以在各样的力上加力，好叫你们凡事欢欢喜喜地忍耐宽容，又感谢父，叫我们能与众圣徒在光明中同得基业。
Okay, let's read in English. Colossians chapter 1, verse 9. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of His will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding.And we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, and joyfully giving thanks to the Father.Who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light?
我们一起祷告。
Let's all pray.
是的，父神，我们求你帮助我们，开我们的心眼，让我们能够来明白你的话语。
God of the Father, please help us and open our eyes and hearts.
让我们能够不只是明白，我们可以活出来。
To understand your word, and not only understand your word, but also live out the word.
这是我们的祈求，祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
This is our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. 那这段经文的背景是什么呢？是在第六节。
And what is the background of this passages? That's in the verse 6.
在第六节他说，我们看下一章。
Let's look at the next slides.Verse 6.
他说呢，这福音传到你们那里，也传到普天之下，并且结果增长，如同在你们中间，自从你们听见福音，真知道神恩惠的日子一样。
The gospel that has come to you all over the world, this gospel is bearing fruit and growing, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it.And understood God's grace in all its truth.
因为福音本是神的大能，他怎么来到了哥罗西这个地方，也同样的去到了世界各地。
The gospel is the power of God. That how the gospel has been preached and spread to the place of Colossae.
基督的福音确实的在哥罗西这个地方呢，生根发芽，深植到人心里头。
It is in fact that the gospel of Christ has been rooted and grow in the place of Colossians, in the hearts of Colossian people.
别人呢可以因着这些可以看得到的这些属灵果子呢，他们呢不加思索的说呢，哎呀，这群人呢真是耶稣的门徒。
And people around an area can see the spiritual fruit of those Colossian believers that they think the gospel has grown and rooted in the area.
那这个福音的大能的工作是怎么开始的呢？是在第七节。
And how the might of the gospel's work has been started in the area. That is in verse 7.
他说呢，正如你们从我们所亲爱一同做仆人的以巴弗所学的，他为我们做了基督中心的指示。
You learn it from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who's a faithful minister of Christ on our behalf.
这个以巴弗呢，他原本是他是在哥罗西这个地方，他去到了以弗所。
Epaphras was originally in Colossians, and then he went to Ephesus.
然后呢，在以弗所的时候呢，透过使徒保罗呢，他听到了福音，相信接受了福音。
And it is in Ephesus that Epaphras has heard the gospel from Apostle Paul.
之后，以巴弗呢，他又回到自己的家乡哥罗西，然后在那里呢，建立了这个教会。
Later, Epaphras returned to his hometown in Colossae and then built this church.
并且呢，可以看到这个教会呢，就产生了具体的一个属灵果子，有信、有望、有爱。
And saw that this church fill up the spiritual fruit, which has the belief and the hope and the love.
所以呢，这以巴弗呢，他是用实际的行动，用实际的行动回到自己的老家呢，来传福音。
It is Epaphras who took the action, returned to Colossians, his hometown, and spread the gospel there.
是一个怎么样的人，他会做这样子的工作呢？
And what kind of a person can do such a work?
因为呢，他实在是看到自己的老家这骨肉之亲，他们也是需要救恩的。
It is because that he saw his hometown people who actually need the gospel badly.
是一个爱催促了他回到自己的家。
It is the love who stipulates him to go back to his hometown.
同时第八节他这样子讲说
The same time the verse 8 Next slide please
第八节说他也把你们因圣灵所存的爱心告诉了我们
And who also told us of your love in the spirit
所以呢以巴弗呢把这个哥罗西教会的情况告诉了使徒保罗以及这个使徒保罗他的同工团队
AndEpaphras told the situation in his hometown, the church, to Apostle Paul. What's happening there?
是这样子的信息鼓励了、安慰了使徒保罗。
It is such belief that encouraged Apostle Paul.
然后第九节上面接着说
，Verse 9 also continues.
他说：“因此，这保罗说呢，因此我们自从听见的日子，也就为你们不住地祷告祈求。”
For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you and asking God.
是什么东西促使了保罗、使徒保罗跟他的团队呢，做这样子一个祷告祈求呢？
What makes Paul's prayer to have this verses right here?
甚至于他说是不住的祷告祈求。
And even he said it is a non-stopping prayer.
第九节他说自从听见的日子
Verse 9 says Since the day we heard about you
是一个有一个信息进来了让保罗跟他的团队呢对哥罗西的这个教会的关爱这种爱心呢能够落实
It is such a message came in to result in the Apostle Paul and his team co-workers to do the work for Colossian people
这个落实的方法有很多种。
This method of actually facilitating, there's a lot of options.
但是呢，保罗，因为保罗他人在监狱里头。
But Paul, who back then was in prison.
所以呢，保罗他能够做的呢，他在爱他对哥罗西教会的关怀跟爱心呢，就表现在呢他不住的祷告祈求。
The love and caring of Apostle Paul to the Church of Colossians back then can only be expressed by prayer and continuous prayer.
换句话说，如果没有这个信息进来的话呢，这个祷告跟祈求呢就不具体了。
In other words, if there were not a message came into Paul, that his prayer would not be with great details and intricacies.
那保罗的这个关怀，他的这个爱心呢，就很难落实，对不对？
Therefore, the love and caring of Apostle Paul cannot be facilitated easily. Is that right?
所以当我们问说我们怎么共同学习而成长，
So when we ask how we can learn together and grow together,
第一个是让这个信息能够交流。
The number one is to let our messages, let our information get across each other.
在这我需要提醒大家，神的话语是对我们自己说的。
At this point, at this moment, I'd like to remind everyone that God's words is to each one of us directly.
所以呢，在这里也是告诉我们说呢，我们自己，我们就多一点分享，我们呢多一点去问。
Therefore, it is telling us that it takes more for us to go out and share our word, share our understanding of God's words, and share what's happening to us.
我们的自己多一点分享的话呢，别人呢就知道怎么样来关心我们，来爱我们。
The more we share, the easier, the more that other people can come to help us and care for us.
同样的，当我们多去问的时候，我们呢也就让对方呢能够有机会呢能够开口来说。
Likely, the more we ask others, the more opportunity for others to share with us.
有时候我们心里会想说，那为什么他都不分享呢？那为什么他都不问呢？
So sometimes we will say, now why this guy is never share about his stuff? Or why that gal is never asking anything for me?
我在想，肯定呢，对方有一些难处，是不是？
So I think there's always a chance that maybe the other side has something that make him or her not comfortable at the moment.
所以呢，我们呢，坚固的担当不坚固的，我们呢，自己呢，就多分享，我们呢，自己呢，就主动的多去问一问。
So for those of us who are strong, should go out, understand, and support to those who are not as strong as us. And therefore, we should go out to ask and share more.
这个是共同学习而成长的一个开始。
So that is the beginning for us to learn and grow together.
那回来，那使徒保罗跟他的团队在祷告什么呢？
So now back to Paul and his co-workers. What did they pray for?
第九节下半段他讲了，他提到说呢，他说愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
The second half of the verse 9 said Paul asking God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
这里说满心知道神的旨意，不是说呢我自己呢去猜想，我自己呢去琢磨说呢到底神的旨意是什么。
Here the full understanding of God's will is not that we try to think through ourselves and dig it out from our mind what the will of God is.
中文呢，他用了一个动词知道，用来表达这个希腊文呢，它是一个名词，这个知识，英文就是这样子翻译的。
In Chinese, there is a verb here saying try to know, but actually to translate original text is the noun of knowledge of the God.
那属神的子民，我相信我们这些属神子民，你说有哪一个人不想知道，不想顺从神的旨意的？
So now let me ask you, any person that is considered himself or herself as a God people would not like to know the word of God or the will of the God.
我相信我们每一个人都会很坦诚的说呢，我希望，我愿意。
So I believe every one of us will candidly think that yes, I will. Yes, I'd like to know the word of God and the will of God.
甚至于在我们遇到困难的时候，我们更是想要知道神的旨意如何，对不对？
And even in our trials or troubles, that we always know, eager to know the will of God.
即便大卫王呢，他也是这样子祷告的，诗篇143篇这样子说。
And even so, King David, he prayed such a prayer in Psalm 143 or 140?
143, 第十节，下一章。
Next slide, please.
他说呢，求你指教我遵行你的旨意，因你是我的神，你的灵本为善，求你引我到平坦之地。
Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your good spirit lead me on level ground.
事实上在第九节这样子一个祷告内容呢，是在回应，我们看下一章，回应第六节，他说呢，自从你们听见福音，真知道神恩惠的日子一样。
In fact, the prayer in verse 9 here is actually respond to what's in this, verse 6, and saying, just right in the verse 6.
那哥罗西的教会，哥罗西教会的弟兄姐妹，他们信主的时候，他们知道，他们很清楚，这是神的恩典。
The people, the brothers and sisters in Colossians, they know when they were saved, this is the God's word to them.
但是呢，他们这样子的一个知道呢，还不完全，还不深入。
The knowledge back then is not complete, it's not thorough.
因此呢，保罗呢，使徒保罗呢，他继续的为哥林多教会的弟兄姐妹祷告祈求。
Therefore, Apostle Paul continued to pray for the brothers and sisters of Colossians.
所以呢，第九节他祷告什么呢？第九节说呢，满心知道神的旨意。事实上，意思就是说呢，被神旨意的知识呢，给充满。
So he continued to pray in verse 9 and say, fill you with the knowledge of his will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
所以你有没有看到，信主是一个学习的开始，不是一个结束。
So don't you see, the believing Jesus Christ is just the beginning, not the end of learning and getting know more about God.
信主不是说我毕业了我就可以停止学习，而是呢我刚刚入学呢。
Believing him is not just a graduation of knowing God, but instead it is just the beginning to start to know more about our God.
所以信主呢，不是说呢我领了一张毕业证书，信主呢是我呢我拿到了入学许可的。
So getting saved is not just like we getting a diploma, we're graduating. Instead, we just have the opposite.
那是透过怎么样的方式来了解明白神旨意的知识呢？
So through what method, what channels can we understand the will, the knowledge of God?
这里呢需要有智慧，需要有那个领悟力。
We need wisdom and we need a level of understanding.
意思就是说呢，我不是呢就呆坐在家里头，然后呢，哎，他就会从天上噗就掉下来了。
That is not say we just sit quiet in our home and just hoping something falling from the sky that we can pick it up right away.
而是我们人呢，我们需要去动脑筋，我们要去思考，甚至这是一个全人的动员来明白的。
Instead, we should use our mind, use our brain completely, and try to think through about all of the knowledge and the will.
这个就好像呢，你有智慧型手机的话呢，你的这个 WiFi 呢要打开来，要不然的话呢，你就收不到信息了，对不对
？Just like you have a cell phone, you have to turn on your WiFi here while you don't have a connection, internet connection. Otherwise, you can't get anything.
那是在一个怎么样的层次，用我们的智慧，用我们的领悟力呢
？But it's in what method, in what approach?Shall we use our mind and shall we use our understanding?
他是说说在这个属灵的层次上面，在属灵的智慧和悟性上。
It is said right here, it is in a level of a spiritual understanding and wisdom.
意思呢，就是说呢，我们不是用人的这个地上的眼光在看，而是呢，是用神从天上的角度呢来看。
That is not use our worldly view to look at this, but instead using the heavenly, the spiritual way of looking at that.
这个就是呢，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧上、智慧悟性上，满心知道神的旨意，是这样子的一个意思。
That is praying to God that fill you with the knowledge of His will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
用人的方式的话呢，读不通；从神的角度来体会的话呢。
You cannot understand all of these using a man's understanding, but using the spiritual wisdom and understanding.
那使徒保罗他做这样子祷告的前提是什么呢？在第七节， 下一章。
And what is the base for、Apostle Paul to pray this? That is in verse 7.
是他们呢，他们已经是怎么样？他们已经很殷勤的在查考，在研读圣经了。
It is that in verse 7, you learned it from Epaphras that actually the people in Colossian churches look into the Bible every day.
但是知道明白神旨意的知识不是单单靠人自己的努力跟人的智力。
But is learned and understand the word of God is not just through the ability and the capability of a human being.
而是呢被是一个被动式的是一个被神的旨意来充满的。
But it is to be filled by the will of God. It is a passive voice here.
就好像呢我有一个电子邮件我如果呢写好了电子邮件我没有发出去的话呢你呢就没有办法知道呢你即便你的这个 Wi-Fi 是开着的话呢你也没有办法收到。
Just like if I have an email that has not been sent to you, though you have Wi-Fi turned on, you still not be able to see that.
但是神他是满心的要让我们知道他的旨意。
But it is in God's full interest that he wants each one of us know his will.
在下一章在第九节因此呢使徒保罗呢大家透过他的书信上的这些祷告词呢来教导这些收信的弟兄姐妹。
So the Paul through his prayer verses in his letter to teach those brothers and sisters how to pray, how to get to know the will and understanding of the God.
这个是使徒保罗他对哥罗西教会弟兄姐妹这是他在基督里对他们的爱。
It is the love of Apostle Paul that in Jesus Christ to show his love to the Church of Colossians.
第一个他先知道弟兄姐妹他的需要是什么他的光景是什么然后呢才不住地为他们的祷告祈求。
So first of all, the Apostle Paul knew the need, the situation, the spiritual wealth of the brother and sister in Church of Colossians. Then he prayed to God about how they can get all the understanding.
当我们要共同学习而成长的时候，我们也需要有相同的态度。我们要先知道对方的需要的光景是如何，然后呢，我们呢可以不住的为他们来祈求跟祷告。
So when we say we need to learn and grow together, it is our understanding that we should first of all to understand the need, the situation of brothers and sisters that you talk to. Then you pray about that, and then you learn and grow together.
祷告祈求什么呢？
What do we pray for?
让求对方能够被神旨意的知识给充满。
We pray for the others to be filled by the will and understanding of the God.
换过来就是我们能够去摸着父神的心意。
Vice versa, that is for us to touch the will of God.
让我们摸着神的旨意的时候，我们就知道我们当如何行了。
When we touch the will of our God, then we will know what we're supposed to do.
那这个被神旨意的知识给充满，或者是说呢，满心知道神的旨意，这个目的是什么呢？
So what is the purpose to be filled by the knowledge and the spiritual wisdom and the understanding of God?
是为了说呢，哎，我可以知道说呢，我让我的孩子呢学习哪一样乐器比较好。
Is that for the purpose that when we know all of these, we can figure out, we can tell our children to learn which music instrument?
我们是为了说呢，哎，我们可以知道说呢，这个工作呢，哪一份工作比较有保障
？Is that for us to know which job to make us more job secure?
还是呢让我们能够去预料说呢我的孩子呢他去上哪一所大学的话呢他将来比较有前途。
Or if for us to know which university our children should go, so make him a more marketable.
或者是说我们能够有那个眼光呢我们可以看到说呢哪一栋房子的话比较有投资的价值。
Or it is for us to know which property is more investor attractive.
这些都很重要。
These are all very important things.
但是知道神的旨意，他的目的是什么呢？
But what is the purpose to know the will of God?
第十节他说呢，好叫你们行事为人，也白话一点说呢，也就是说呢，好叫你们在过日子的时候的话呢，能够对得起主。
Verse 10 says, and when we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord, just as if you live a life worthy of your calling.
就反正不只是对得起主，而是凡事蒙他喜悦。
Not only just worthy of the Lord, but also make please him in every way.
换句话说，也就是在所有的事情上面呢，我们不是讨好自己，也不是呢取悦自己。
In other words, it's not on everything that we please ourselves or make us happy.
我们呢不是以自我为中心，乃是以神为中心。
We're not self-interest, self-centered, but we should God-centered.
那到底说什么样叫做对得起主呢？
But what is the meaning for us to understand to live a life worthy of the Lord?
至少有四个部分。
There are at least four parts.
第一个就是呢，在一切善事上结果子。
The number one is to bearing fruit in every good work.
而这个善事呢，不是我们人我们想的好事情，因为呢，人的标准呢是不可靠的，而且是不绝对的。
The good work here is not what we as a man to view what is the good work, because our understanding is not reliable.
就好像我们做父母的，我们认为是好事的话呢，我们的青少年呢不一定是好事。
Just like we parents who always thinking there's something we think good for our kids to do, but for them, they say.
这个善事是什么？这个善事是指神的工作。
What is the good work here? The good work here meaning the work of God.
在一切善事上结果子，也就是在神的工作上面的话呢，有一个具体，有一个实质的一个参与跟成果。
Bearing fruit in every good work.Means that you have participated in the good work of God and bearing the fruit.
就好像我们谢谢执事们，谢谢弟兄姐妹参与在教会的服事里头一样。
So just as we thank all the brothers and sisters in the morning that all of you participate actively in the ministry of God in this church.
就我更鼓励大家呢，也都能够从不同的方式呢来参与。
Therefore, I encourage you more to participate in.Every aspect of God ministry right here.
那什么样叫做行事为人对得起主呢？第二个是渐渐地多知道神。
So the second meaning, the second part of the living a life worthy of God is to grow in the knowledge of God.
就是呢，增加有关那个神的知识，增加那个属于神的知识。
That is to increase the knowledge of and about God.
你说怎么做？
So then say, what do I suppose to do?
我们就需要熟悉，我们需要研读圣经。
So we just need to be familiar with Bible, and the only way to be familiar is to read more.
因为当我们越知道有关神的知识的话呢，我们也就越知道神呢他的工作。
It is the reason that is the more we know about the Word of God.The more we know about the work of God.
那我们更多的参与在神的工作上面，也就是在一切的善事上结果子。那我们这样子就更加的来经历到神。
The more we participate in the work of God is to more experience and to know more the knowledge of God.
我们更多经历神的时候呢，就更认识知道神的知识。
The more experience we have with God or experience in the God,That make us more understand, to have more knowledge about Him.
所以这个知道跟经历是慢，一直在累积往上走的。
So the understanding, the knowledge, and experience all accumulated interactively and growing up.
所以共同学习而成长，就不只是说呢增加我们有关于神或者是属于神的知识。
So learn and grow together is not just mean we all get together and learn the knowledge, learn the word of the God.
这些知识很重要，因为呢，这是一个基础。
This knowledge is very important because it is a foundation.
然后根据这个基础的话呢，我们在一切的善事上，结果就是经历神。
On this foundation, all of the spiritual work has been built.
知识有知识，有经历，更多的知识，更多的认识，更多的经历。这个是一个讨神、讨父神喜悦的一个生活。
Knowledge, experience, understanding knowledge, more experience, and they all growing together, and these are the things pleasing our God.
这是对得起主的生活。
That is the life worthy of the Lord.
那还有第三个是对得起主的，什么是第三个对得起主的生活呢
？What is the third component of the life worthy of？
第十一节，哥罗西教会弟兄姐妹，他们在过日子的时候呢，是怎样？是照他荣耀的全能。
For the Colossians, brothers and sisters, to live a life is to being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might.
你知道，神的全能是远远大过于这个哥罗西教会弟兄姐妹他们所需要的。
You know, the glorious might of God is way more exceeds the need of the people in Colossian church.
那他叫他们呢能够怎么样？叫哥罗西弟兄姐妹能够怎么样？能够得以在各样的力上加力。意思就是说呢，在不同的境况当中呢，来领受能力。
It is such a glorious might that make the brothers and sisters in Colossian churches to have great endurance and patience.
这个就是经历神，你在遇到不同事情的时候，领受从天上来的能力，这个就是在经历神。
That is experience God. That is when you experience in all situations with God. That is experience with God.
目的是什么呢
？What is the purpose?
好叫你们凡事欢欢喜喜地忍耐宽容
，so that you may have.Every joy and everything in things that you do in such endurance and patience.
什么是不能耐忍耐不下去是一个什么样的图画
What is the picture of impatience?
我们是不是忍不下去的话会怎么样我们就爆发我们那个负面的情绪对不对忍不下去了吗？我就要这么做，我就要这么说了。
When we're impatient, are we turning to impulsive that we have to do something that we need to do?
因此呢，我们会常常想说，忍耐就是怎么样？忍耐就是我要压紧要关。
So then we think to be patient.Is to just to keep our strong mind to just stuck on something that we think is good.
我们呢忍耐的话，就是呢要把自己的那个情绪呢给它压下来，忍耐。
The patience is to supplicate that our emotions.
你说你这个，你这样咬紧牙关的忍耐，你说能够欢欢喜喜吗
？So that kind of a patience that you cannot open your mind and you're just stuck on something, can you please the God? Can you make your happy?
不可能的，你自己会过得。
It is impossible to
joyful. 你自己会过得很辛苦的。
Under that situation.
问题就是说呢，我们对这个忍耐的理解呢，是错误的。
The question here is the way we understand the patient is wrong.
这个忍耐的话呢，不是咬紧牙关。
The patience here is not just try to.Have a close control on something.
这个也不是说呢，我否认我的情绪。
It is not also to dismiss our emotions.
圣经有这样用法，圣经说呢，忍耐这个忍耐的对象是神的话呢，是表示什么？是表示说呢，我在等候神。
In the Bible, it says our patience.To someone is actually the target of our patience is to be patient with God, to be willing to wait on the Lord.
那这个忍耐的对象，如果是这一个不见钱的这个世界的话呢，就表示说我忍耐的话呢，就是我要坚定，我不动摇。
So our patience to this the worldly things, that means we are actually trying to follow the trend of the world.
你说我们这样子忍耐等候神，我们这样子忍耐坚定不动摇，是不是合神的心意？
So that kind of a patience to the worldly things, is that pleasing the Lord?
这是神要的，这是神在找的。
What kind of a patience that God looking for in us?
那因为这样子，所以呢，第十一节，神呢，他肯定照他荣耀的全能，给我们的能力。
Because of that, it is shown in verse 11, being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might.
是我们领受了这个能力，以至于我们能够凡事欢欢喜喜的。忍耐宽容。
It is because of this glorious mind that we accept so that we may have great endurance and patience.
如果我们没有领受这从天上来的能力的话呢，我们只是在靠自己咬紧牙关。
If we have not accepted this glorious mind from our Heavenly Father, we cannot have anything of endurance and patience. We just have our stubbornness.
迟早你会爆发的。
And sooner or later, we will be exploding.
那什么是宽容呢？
And what is the forgiveness?
那这宽容的话呢，出埃及记三十四章第六节呢是最好的解释。他说呢，耶和华在摩西面前宣告说，耶和华是有怜悯、有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并且有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
It is best described in the book of Exodus, chapter 34:6, it says right on the slide, and he passed in front of Moses, proclaiming, the Lord, the compassionate and the glorious, a gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness.
什么是宽容？宽容就是呢，不轻易发怒。
What is the forgiveness? Forgiveness is to slow to anger.
你说容不容易？
Don't you say it is easy to do?
如果靠自己的话呢，肯定是不容易的。
If you do that based on per yourself ability, there's no such a possibility.
所以我们看下一章，所以在第十一节的时候呢，保罗呢为哥罗西教会的弟兄姐妹祈求神呢从天上呢能够加添那个能力给哥罗西弟兄姐妹。
Next slide, when Paul, how he can have the brothers and sisters get this.Endurance and patience. That is in verse 11. He prayed to the God that God himself give the brothers and sisters in Church of Colossians a glorious might.
很多人知道最近呢，我呢有一种莫名其妙的一个烦躁在我心里头。
Many of you may be aware or know that there's some kind of unknown anxiety.
而且呢，我也面对了许多一些额外的一些压力。
And also, I actually facing many external pressures.
那上个礼拜、上个主日我没来，是因为我突然生病了。
Last Sunday, I missed the church because I was sick.
所以呢，我可以说呢，前一阵子的话呢，我自己呢是完全没有那基督的模样。
So, just.Not long ago, I felt myself is just a little bit away from the image of God.
Not a little bit. 是没有基督的模样的。
I think a little bit more than a little bit.
尤其是在家里头。
Especially in my home, in our home.
所以呢，我对 Jenny 对我的岳母的话呢，就没有耐心，我态度很不好。
Therefore, I was impatient.I was not having a good mood to my wife Jenny and my in-law, mother-in-law.
但是呢，他们呢都给我恩典。
But they all give me the grace.
那在这里，我要向他们道歉，这个也请求他们原谅我，这个态度很不好，我这个很没耐心。
So right here, I'm apologizing to my wife and my mother-in-law that I was not patient, that I was not, you know, behaving the way I should.
就当我们要共同学习而成长的时候，我相信我们呢肯定会看其他的人呢看不对眼。
So I believe when we try to learn and grow together, we oftentimes will see others not so pleasing to ourselves.
可能我们的价值观、我们的做法、我们的想法是不一样的。
Because our view and our attitude are not exactly the same.
我们这个个性、我们这个待人的态度呢，是南辕北辙的。
And our personalities probably just the north and south opposite.
那我们的这个用词、我们这个语气、我们这个口、这甚至口音呢，也是不同的。
And our tones, the words, the phrase we use, probably totally different.
甚至你会看不上说他穿的那个样子，不是不。
And probably you're not so care about his outfit.
因此呢，我们呢肯定呢，有这样子的不一样，肯定让我们呢很难去忍受，对不对
？It is that difference among us, which might make us feel a little bit impatient.
甚至呢，我们很容易呢会有一些矛盾、有冲突。
And more even likely that we may have some sort of conflict out of this.
事实上，这也就是为什么我们需要共同学习和成长。
In fact, that is the reason why we should learn and grow together.
我们的需要呢，能够活出我们已经在耶稣基督里已经是一个是已经合一了，我们是耶稣基督的肢体了。
Our need is actually to live out, since we already know that we're in one in Christ, why not live out the life in one in Christ?
有时候我觉得我这是自我感觉良好哈，常常会这样子，不是我很好。
Sometimes I just have a good feeling myself, so I just look like this. But in fact, it's not actually, I'm actually better than any one of us.
我为什么觉得感觉良好？是因为呢，你给了我恩典。
The reason I feel good about myself is because the grace that I received from you in Christ.
我们给别人恩典，我们也给自己恩典。
To give grace to others, also we give grace to ourselves.
所以我们共同学习和成长，就是要活出那个给人家恩典的那种生命来。
To learn and grow together is to live out the grace, the life full of grace in Christ.
好了，最后第四个，什么样是叫做对得起主的生活呢？
What is the last one, the number four component of living a life worthy to our Lord?
就是一个有一个感恩的心态。第十二节说呢，又感谢父神。
That is with a grateful heart, just like verse 12.
所以这个是使徒保罗他的祈求，他祈求呢哥罗西教会的弟兄姐妹呢，他们会自己去向父神呢来感恩。
It is Paul's prayer that he asked God, actually the brothers and sisters in Church of Colossians will give thanks to our God, to their God themselves.
感谢父神什么呢？是什么样的原因呢？是因为他叫我们能与众圣徒在光明中同得基业。
Now why we can give thanks, give praise to our Lord, it is right here in verse 12, and says, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light.
这一个关键字就在那个动词得到呢，是表示说已经完全了，已经得到了。
The key of this verse is right here in this verb, share. That means it's the completeness of the sharing in the inheritance of saints in the kingdom of light.
你说我们共同学习而成长什么呢？也就是我们一起来领受神的祝福。
So what do you say we learn? What do we learn and grow together?That is right here. We grow and learn together to share, to get the inheritance of our Lord.
所以我们的教会生活也就包括我们的家庭生活，不是一个那个个运动，那个个人单项运动。
So our church life and also like our family life is not something that we do as an individual, our individual
而是呢，像那个篮球或者是那个棒球的话，是一个群体的项目。我们呢一起来经历，我们一起来得奖。
Instead, it is more like a sports of a team event, like a basketball or baseball.
最后，我们来怎么回应今天的 的经文呢？
Lastly, how shall we respond to today's scripture?
所以当我们从这四个方面我们一起来共同学习和成长的时候，
So when we actually review those four components of living a life worthy to our God,
也很可能要等到我们见主面的时候呢，才能够完全。
And maybe it is then when we see our Lord in person, then we see the completeness.
但是有一件事我很确定的，就是当我们一起共同学习和成长的话呢，我可以预期我自己，也可以预期在座的每一位呢，会转变，会改变的。
But there is one thing I'm very sure about, that is, whenever we learn and grow together, I will be sure that some of you, or many, or all of you, will be transforming just like I will be transforming too.
我已经看见我们在座很多人呢，已经在改变了。有些呢是大的改变，有些是小的改变，有一个是很明显的，有些呢是不是那么明显的。
I've been seeing and witnessing many of you actually have been transforming in one way or another. Some of them very substantially, some of them succinctly.But I've seen those changes.
我是觉得我这个生活呢很有盼望，因为呢我在盼望着、期待着你我转变。
I feel my life is full of hope. That is the hope of all of you are transforming in one way or another.
即便你现在是在苦难当中，神呢要帮助我们在这苦难当中来转化我们。
Even though you are in trial or suffering, it is our God's interest.And the will to help us out.
你愿意一起来共同学习和成长吗？
Will you be learning and growing together with us?
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
是父神，我们打从心里，我们听到你的旨意，我们明白你的话语，我们打从心里说，我愿意。
Heavenly Father, we all hearing your word from our hearts that we will.
求你帮助我们，你也愿意帮助我们，让我们开我们的眼，让我们生命跟着你的圣灵的带领来走路。
Please help us, and you're willing, eager to help us, that our life can be touched by your word, and our life can be living according to your spirit.
让我们能够成为你自己的见证人。
So each one of us will be the witness to yourself.
祷告祈求奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.